This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. One of the hottest things going in Cajun music right now is a band of 20-somethings called Fufale. They're mostly college students in their early 20s. They live in Lafayette, Louisiana, the heart of Cajun music and culture. I visited Fufale on their Soirée Française, or French Night. Every couple of weeks, the band and friends get together at someone's house. Tonight, it's over platters of boudin, blood sausage, and cast iron pots of crawfish étouffée.
Ooh, c'est bon, c'est gear.
They come to eat, of course, to make music and speak French.
Non, il manque de l'ail.
On the night I visited, one of Fufale's founders, Chris Stafford, was turning 21. Cajun music and culture go deep in this band. Fiddler Chris Segura, who cooked up the étouffée, started going to hear Cajun music with his parents at the age of 2. He was playing fiddle by the time he was 4. And when he was a ripe old 12, a friend hooked him up with another young fiddler named Chris Stafford, who doubles on accordion.
So at first we would kind of call each other on the phone and play for each other over the phone before we ever met each other. And he came to one of our practices, and then, you know, ever since then we've been playing together.
And so the two Chrises, Segura and Stafford, became the nucleus of Fufale. As we talk, they pass around the jacket of their first album, and their friends laugh at the picture. They're little kids. The drummer, Mike Stafford, Chris's brother, was just 8.
What a little munchkin he looked like.
So the fans of Fufale and the older generation of musicians they've learned from have all watched the band grow up on stage, watched them grow into their instruments and their name, Fufale, or Will-o'-the-Wisp.
The literal meaning is crazy fire, but kind of the reason that we chose it was because it had so many more other meanings, you know. People had no idea what they were. They were these balls of fire that they would see in the swamp, and they would make stories to explain what a fufale was, you know. So
Fufale the band is a shape changer too. They do lots of straight-ahead Cajun songs, and they clearly respect their musical heritage. But they might also toss a version of the Talking Heads song Psycho Killer into a live show. And they like putting a twist on traditional songs. On their latest CD, Cow Island Hop, they played around and ran some vocals and a guitar solo backward. They included an early electronic sampling keyboard called the Mellotron. They had a lot of fun in the studio, tweaking this traditional Creole song, Femme La Di. One of the band members dug up the song at the Archives of Cajun and Creole Folklore, where he was working. It was a field recording from the 50s. As far as they know, no one else has ever recorded it.
It was kind of just like a blank canvas, because the original recording that we heard was just a cappella. So immediately there, we can just kind of go wild with instrumentation, arrangements, all that kind of stuff, you know. And that it was like a really fun song to do.
Is this the song with all the horns on it?
Yeah, we totally maxed out Pro Tools. Like, we could not put one more track on that song. We used all 48. We even put, like, Trash Can on it.
Trash Can is in there.
Trash Can, yeah.
We just really didn't worry about what's supposed to be in Cajun music or what's not, you know, so.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because there would be a lot of people who are purists, right, who would say, I don't know about this stuff, you're pushing too many boundaries here.
Definitely, but I think we kept enough of the whole traditional aspect of it in there, and the producer and engineer is really, you know, he's pretty much on the same page with everybody as far as that goes, so
At first, he kind of needed a little convincing. Like,
yeah,
he's like, "Are you guys sure? Like, y'all kind of going off the deep end here." We're like, "No, man, it's okay. Just like run with it with us." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then he got into it too.
After dinner, the band gathers in the living room with a bunch of musician friends from around Lafayette. They settle in on couches and stools in a loose circle, a few gray heads along with this younger generation. They pull out guitars, accordions, and lots of fiddles and tear into a freewheeling Cajun jam session. Anselet sets down his guitar and steps outside with me. He's a dean of Cajun culture and folklore, a professor at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and he's been listening to Fufule evolve for a decade now.
The difference between these guys and some other young musicians that I've heard along the way is these guys are actually fluent in the music. And at the same time, they're also fluent in the culture. This means something. They understand what the words they're singing. They understand where this comes from. They've known some of the older musicians and learned from them and have a lot of respect for them. They've dug in the archives. They've made this a real part of themselves.
Fufule are regulars at the now legendary Cajun Music Festival that Barry Anselet started more than 30 years ago. He calls it a festival of cultural survival.
You know, I sometimes was frustrated, wondering what's going to happen way down the road. Is this going to still be around, you know, 50 years from now? And I finally realized, I don't need to worry about that. All I need to do is hand it over to the next generation. Then it's their thing. And seeing these kids makes me think that we're going to fool all the people who predicted our demise for yet another generation.
Back inside, the music is hot. Dancers spin and stomp. Fufule is in the house. You can listen to entire songs from Fufule's album Cow Island Hop at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.